When you picture a small town at 3 in the morning, you generally picture just total, absolute stillness. I mean, the diner is closed, the traffic lights are blinking yellow, the mayor is sound asleep.
Right, it's the classic picture of off-the-grid tranquility, just complete quiet.
Yeah, exactly. But beneath that quiet, there is an invisible, highly targeted, and honestly incredibly chaotic war going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that small town's water treatment plant or its local clinic, its municipal broadband, they are constantly being probed, just hit over and over by automated cyber attacks from halfway across the globe.
And they never stop. The bots do not sleep.
No, they don't. And today, for you listening, we are diving into exactly how these small communities are fighting back. Welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a really fascinating stack of sources to look at today.
Yeah, quite the combination of documents.
It really is. We have our hands on a highly confidential internal document, and alongside that, a seemingly mundane WooCommerce product page.
Right, just a standard e-commerce checkout page.
Exactly, but it's for something called the Digital Nervous System Core Bundle.
Which, by the way, is such an evocative name for enterprise IT equipment. I mean, it sounds biological.
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi novel. The SKU you on this page is SOVBNDL-DNS, and it's created by the Dereticular Enterprise and Operations Divisions.
A very serious sounding group.
Very. And our mission for this deep dive is to explore how municipalities are using this $4,999 hybrid hardware-software bundle to deploy an autonomous, completely air-gapped senior sysadmin.
Right, they're essentially buying a digital employee.
Yes. We're talking about deploying an artificial intelligence that never sleeps, defending town infrastructure from ransomware, and actually actively self-healing local networks. Okay, let's unpack this, because to really understand why a product like this even exists, we have to look at the massive, honestly terrifying vulnerability facing local communities right now.
Yeah, that is where the context really matters here. Look at what's happening globally, right? Local communities and small businesses are rapidly digitizing. They are laying down fiber, they are building out these resilient, localized mesh networks just to keep their municipal services running smoothly.
Right, trying to modernize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the cruel irony of that modernization is that the more connected your town becomes, the bigger the target you paint on your back.
Oh, for sure.
The second a small town connects its local grid to the broader internet, it just becomes a prime target for these automated ransomware bots.
And the dilemma here is it's purely financial. I mean, if you are the lone IT director for a small town, or say you run a local independent ISP, you simply do not have the budget to staff a 247 security operations center.
No, of course not.
You can't afford a $500,000 payroll for a team of analysts to sit in a dark room watching monitors at 3 in the morning.
It's impossible for them.
Oh,
So
yeah.
traditionally, the industry answer has always been, we'll just use the cloud, right?
Right. Just pay a massive tech giant.
Exactly. Pay someone else to handle your security. Just outsource it to a massive server farm in Virginia. But the internal documentation for this digital nervous system explicitly argues against that model.
That pushes back hard.
Very hard. The engineers behind this argue that relying on remote cloud security providers like your AWS or your Microsoft, that actually introduces critical and sometimes fatal vulnerabilities for a municipality.
Wait, fatal how? Like, what's the primary issue they point out?
Well, first there's the latency issue. When you are dealing with automated attacks, milliseconds matter. I mean, literally milliseconds.
Right.
If it takes even half a second for your local network to ask a cloud server in another state whether an IP address is malicious, well, the ransomware might already be encrypting the local hospital's database.
Oh, wow. So it's just too slow.
Too slow. And not to mention the massive privacy concerns. You are routing local government data or, local clinic patient logs through a third-party remote server.
Right, which sounds like a compliance nightmare.
It is. But third, and perhaps most importantly, cloud security creates a single point of failure.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. If a severe storm knocks out the macro grid, or if some construction backhoe accidentally cuts the main external fiber line connecting your town to the rest of the world,
Which happens all the time.
all the time, your cloud-based security is just gone. You are completely exposed precisely when you are most vulnerable.
You know, the old analogy for cloud security used to be that it's like a medieval castle relying on mercenaries who live three towns over.
Right.
Sure, they are really well armed, But if the roads get washed out, they can't help you defend the walls.
That's a great way to put it.
But I think a better way to look at it, especially with this product, is like having a state-of-the-art security system for your house, but the cameras feed to a monitor in another state. If the phone lines go down, the guards are blind, and you are just alone with the intruders. What this digital nervous system bundle does is entirely different. It is like building an unkillable, highly intelligent robotic guard, bolting it to the floor inside the castle keep, and just giving it physical control over all the locks.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this entire product is fundamentally about absolute data sovereignty.
Sovereign, meaning totally independent.
Exactly. It is about creating an environment where a town's digital operations are fiercely independent.
Yeah.
The documentation makes a real point to emphasize that with this system, absolutely zero municipal data is ever sent to OpenAI or AWS or Microsoft.
None of it.
Zero. The intelligence is entirely localized. The brain lives in the town.
Which brings us to the physical reality of this thing, because it's not just a software license you download from the internet.
Oh, definitely not.
When a town IT director hits buy on that WooCommerce page for $5,000, they are initiating a massive physical deployment. I mean, this isn't showing up in a cardboard box via FedEx.
No, it's heavy duty.
The documentation actually says it requires LTL freight shipping, meaning less than truckload. A literal semi-truck is dropping a wooden pallet at the town hall, loaded with these deriticular shock-proof transit cases.
Yeah, the physical footprint is intense, and it really has to be to support localized AI at this scale.
Yeah.
You are getting what they call a three-node Sentry Pro cluster.
Right.
For those of you listening who aren't living in server rooms, these are 1U rack mount edge servers. Think of them like three really heavy metal pizza boxes that just slide right into a standard municipal IT closet rack.
Metal pizza boxes, I love that.
Yeah, and they run on an x86-64 architecture.
Which means what exactly for the non-engineers?
It just means they speak the standard universal language of modern computing, making them highly compatible with literally whatever legacy system the town is already running.
Okay, that makes sense. But the specs inside those pizza boxes are what really blew me away when I read this. 64 gigabytes of RAM per node and 4 terabytes of NVMe SSD storage per node.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse.
And that NVMe storage is configured in RAID 1.
Let's break down why an AI actually needs that specific hardware, because it's not arbitrary at all.
Okay.
An artificial intelligence, specifically the large language model they're running, is incredibly heavy. I mean, it has billions of parameters.
You're right, it's a huge file.
Exactly. So to react in milliseconds, the system cannot afford to constantly read and write from a slow hard drive. It has to load its entire brain into fast, active, short-term memory.
Ah, so that is why it needs the 64 gigs of RAM.
Precisely.
Oh.
And that 4 terabytes of NVMe storage. NVMe is currently the absolute fastest storage standard available. But more importantly, like you mentioned, it is configured in RAID 1.
Right, which basically means biological redundancy. It is writing the exact same data to 2 separate physical drives simultaneously. It's a perfect mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So if one physical drive just naturally dies after a few years, the brain doesn't lose a single memory. The town security doesn't skip a beat.
Exactly. And the bundle doesn't just give you the servers. It also includes a 10 gigabit Ethernet managed local switch to handle the massive data traffic of a whole town.
That's a lot of data.
It is. Plus redundant dual 80 plus platinum power supplies, so a local power surge doesn't take the brain offline. And shielded direct attached copper interconnect cables.
The fulfillment process of actually getting that hardware ready for the town is completely wild too. The documentation outlines this really strict Phase 1 to Phase 3 workflow.
They don't mess around.
Not at all. Phase 1 is automated. The moment the order hits, the Deriticular Enterprise server mints a unique cluster license key.
But this isn't just a password you type in.
No, it's a cryptographic SHA-256 hash. It is essentially a mathematically impossible to fake digital fingerprint that permanently ties those specific hardware nodes together.
Right. Then we move to Phase 2, which they call the Enterprise Bay Deployment. Before this pallet ever gets loaded onto the truck, technicians flash the servers with the Rios Core Clustering OS.
Which is based on Proxmox and Ubuntu, right?
Exactly. Incredibly stable foundational layers for running virtual machines. But the truly critical step here is the burn-in test.
Oh, this part is crazy.
They subject this new cluster to a 48-hour large language model inference stress test.
They just torture the machine for 2 days straight.
They literally have to.
Mm-hmm.
They push the AI to its absolute physical limits to ensure there are zero memory faults. Because, I mean, think about the stakes here.
Right.
If there is a tiny microscopic defect in the silicon RAM and the AI is heavily loaded during an attack, a corrupted memory sector could cause the AI to hallucinate or crash.
Wow.
It might accidentally shut down the town's water purification system instead of blocking a hacker. It has to be physically flawless before it ships.
And it needs to be flawless because of phase three. Once the local IT team racks these servers in their closet and plugs them right into the town's core fiber ring, this machine takes over.
Completely. What's fascinating here is how the system establishes itself as the Mesh Root CA, or a certificate authority.
Okay, unpack that. What is a root CA in this context?
For you listening, think of the Root CA as the ultimate unquestionable bouncer for the entire town. It becomes the absolute root of trust.
I like the bouncer analogy.
Right. It is responsible for issuing and revoking cryptographic identities for all the local Main Street nodes and utility nodes.
So it hands out the VIP passes.
Exactly. If a device doesn't have a digital badge cryptographically signed by this specific brain, it simply does not exist on the network.
Wow.
It makes the entire municipal mesh closed, encrypted, and completely impervious to external spoofing.
Okay, so the robotic guard is in the castle. It's bolted to the floor. It has torture tested its own memory, and it is holding all the keys to all the doors. Now we have to talk about what it actually does on a random Tuesday afternoon.
The DI operations.
Right. How does this AI sysadmin actually operate? The sources describe this main feature called the Sentinel Aggregator.
Yeah, the Sentinel Aggregator is basically the log ingestion pipeline. Once deployed, the AI runs on localized Llama 38B instruct weights paired with an Llama swarm binary.
Okay, that is a lot of jargon. Let's translate that for everyone.
Fair enough. They are taking an incredibly smart 8 billion parameter language model, strictly instructing it to focus only on IT security, and using a swarm program to spread its thought process across all three servers simultaneously.
So it never bottlenecks.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
then it just starts reading. It continuously ingests the access log, the syslog, and the pfSense firewall logs from literally every connected business, library, and utility node in town.
It is parsing millions of lines of data in real time, just looking for patterns.
Millions of lines.
The analogy I kept thinking of while reading this was a casino pit boss. I mean, a standard old school firewall is just a guy checking IDs at the door. You're either on the list or you aren't.
Right, simple rules.
But this Sentinel Aggregator AI is the pit boss walking the floor. It is watching the micro expressions of every player at every table simultaneously.
Oh, that's really good.
It realizes someone is counting cards based on really subtle patterns across five different hands, and it quietly escorts them out before they even place their big bet. It differentiates the harmless noise of a town going about its day from coordinated SSH brute force attacks.
That is an excellent way to conceptualize it. It is semantic understanding. It's not just rule-based filtering.
But hold on, I'm stuck on the speed aspect here. Because you've got an AI reading millions of lines of text logs,
Yeah.
text reading, even for a computer, takes processing time. Let's say a local clinic's database is suddenly hit with a zero-day attack, something entirely new that isn't in any known threat database.
A completely novel threat. Yeah.
Right. If the machine is busy reading text logs from the library, how can it possibly react fast enough to stop the encryption at the clinic?
Well, the secret there is the autonomous active defense capability. The AI isn't just a passive observer writing up a threat report for a human to read the next morning over coffee.
It's taking action.
Immediate action. The Deep Admin AI has direct physical level communication with the municipal ISP switch. The millisecond its semantic engine detects the logic of a malicious attack probing that clinic, it doesn't wait to see what happens next.
It just cuts them off.
It instantly null routes the attacker's IP at the perimeter. It just drops their traffic into a digital black hole before it can penetrate further into the network. It shields the entire town simultaneously in milliseconds without any human intervention whatsoever.
That is wild. And its capabilities aren't just defensive against outside threats, right? It is proactively fixing internal problems too.
Oh yeah, the maintenance side.
The text provides these amazing examples of its self-healing features. I mean, imagine a node at the local library crashes because of a simple software memory leak.
A very common issue.
Normally, the lone town IT guy is getting a phone call at 3 a.m., dragging himself out of bed, and driving down there just to reboot a server. But with this bundle, the deep admin detects the missing heartbeat.
It knows the library went offline.
Right. So it uses the local mesh to secure shell, or SSH, directly into the library's node. It runs a diagnostic check and restarts the failing systemd service automatically.
Systemd being the core engine that keeps all those background programs running on a Linux server.
Exactly. It essentially fixes the library server before the librarian even realizes it was broken. Or, you know, if the water treatment plant's dashboard goes offline, it automatically executes repair runbooks to get it back online. The IT guy just sleeps right through it.
It acts as an incredibly vigilant, tireless supervisor. And it actually goes even further by acting as a dedicated code reviewer.
Wait, it reads code too?
Oh yeah. It actively audits the municipality's web servers and internal Git repositories, the places where the local developers actually store their code.
Okay.
It constantly scans those files for exposed passwords, hard-coded credentials, dangerous logic loops, or SQL injection risks.
Here's where it gets really interesting. When it finds one of those coding risks, it doesn't just log in some hidden folder and forget about it.
No, it speaks up.
It proactively sends a telegram or signal message directly to the human IT administrator's phone, basically saying, hey, I noticed you left the back door unlocked on the courthouse server. You might want to fix that.
Warning them of the vulnerability before a breach even has a chance to happen.
Yeah.
Which perfectly transitions us into the very real-world challenges of deploying autonomous systems.
The risks.
Exactly. You have this incredibly powerful AI capable of null routing global IPs, restarting critical water infrastructure, and auditing municipal code.
Yeah.
But you have to ask the hard questions.
Like, what if it messes up?
What happens if it makes a mistake? What if it gets overwhelmed by a massive attack? What if the physical hardware just breaks? The Dereticular documentation actually includes a very detailed risk register that addresses these exact fail-safes.
Because no system is invincible no matter how much RAM it has.
Absolutely not.
Let's look at the first major risk they outline. They call it Risk ROM02, which is log exhaustion from a massive DDoS attack.
A distributed denial of service.
Right. If a botnet hits the town just trying to overwhelm it with millions of fake internet requests, the Sentinel aggregator is going to be flooded with millions of attack logs. Eventually, those 4 terabyte NVMe drives are going to fill up.
And if the storage hits capacity, the cluster panics and fails.
So what does it do?
The mitigation for this is aggressive auto-rotation. The deep admin is constantly monitoring its own physical storage capacity.
Okay.
If the NVMe storage exceeds 85%, the system is programmed to automatically compress cold logs and immediately delete the oldest non-critical data.
Oh, wow.
Think of it like a human in a crisis, you know, tossing out old irrelevant memories to hyper-focus on surviving the immediate threat. It sacrifices historical data to ensure it has the memory capacity to keep fighting off the active attack.
Okay, so it can manage its own storage space in a crisis. But what about physical, tangible risks? The source text mentions Risk RHW03, hardware node failure.
Yeah, the pizza boxes.
Right, we are dealing with physical servers in a closet. What happens if there's a literal spark and a catastrophic power supply failure just melts one of those Sentry Pro nodes? Does the town's brain die?
This is exactly why the bundle is shipped as a 3-node high availability, or HA, cluster.
Ah, oh, the redundancy.
Exactly. Runs in an active swarm configuration.
Huh.
Which means all 3 machines are sharing the exact same thoughts at the exact same time.
Wow.
If one of those servers literally catches fire or suffers a catastrophic motherboard death, the system doesn't go down. The localized LLM and all the operational containers instantly migrate their workload to the surviving 2 nodes with 0 downtime.
That's incredible.
The town's defense remains totally uninterrupted while the IT director just casually orders a replacement part for the dead box.
That covers the storage and the hardware. But the source material brought up a scenario that I think is the most critical one, honestly, because it directly impacts the citizens themselves.
The rogue AI scenario.
Yeah. What if there is a massive spike in legitimate local traffic?
Yep.
Say it's town voting registration day, or, you know, a local high school sports team wins a state championship, and literally everyone in town logs onto the local news server at exactly the same time.
A massive flood of local traffic.
The AI sees that flood and assumes it's a coordinated DDoS attack. Could this AI accidentally ban the whole town from its own network?
That is labeled Risk RSEC01, rogue ban.
Hmm.
And the way they mitigate it is perhaps the most important architectural decision in the entire document.
Because that would be a disaster.
A complete disaster. It highlights a strict, hard-coded distinction the system is programmed to make. While the AI is fully authorized to block external IP addresses instantly on its own, It is absolutely not allowed to act unilaterally against its own citizens.
Ah.
Banning internal mesh IPs strictly requires human confirmation.
Ah, the classic human in the loop.
Exactly. When the AI detects highly suspicious internal traffic, I mean, even if it's 99% sure it's an infected local laptop, it pauses.
It doesn't drop the hammer.
No. It sends a simple YN prompt via the encrypted Signal app directly to the human IT director's phone.
Oh, that's smart.
The human has to manually review it and authorize the block. This raises an important question about the future of automation, you know, how we balance the sheer speed and necessity of autonomous AI defense with the absolute requirement for human oversight when dealing with critical municipal infrastructure.
It's a delicate balance.
It is. The AI is the muscle, the reflexes, and the constant vigilance, but the human remains the ultimate moral authority.
So, what does this all mean for you listening to this? When we step back and look at the digital nervous system, we are really looking at a fundamental shift in how we think about the future of technology.
A massive shift.
Because for the last decade, we've been told the future is entirely in the cloud, right? Massive centralized server farms owned by a handful of tech giants.
That was the accepted truth.
But this deep dive reveals a massive counter movement. The concept of data sovereignty isn't just a corporate buzzword anymore. It isn't just a theoretical legal framework.
It's real hardware.
It is a physical reality being unboxed from wooden pallets and bolted into standard 19-inch server racks in small-town IT closets. The future of IT for local communities might actually be localized, fiercely independent AI sentinels, just standing guard and keeping our critical infrastructure running while we sleep.
It is a profound realization. Mm-hmm. And I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, building on that idea.
Okay.
If this trend continues, and every small town, every local municipality eventually adopts its own completely air-gapped, sovereign digital nervous system.
Which seems entirely possible.
Very possible. We are effectively creating highly secure but entirely isolated digital city-states.
Oh, wow.
So what will happen decades from now when these fiercely independent, hyper-defensive AI networks inevitably need to negotiate and communicate with one another to share regional resources like power grids or water reserves?
That's a huge question.
Will they recognize each other as allies? Or will their core programming see everything outside their local mesh as a potential threat?
It really makes you think differently about that quiet small town at 3 a.m, doesn't it? The streets might be perfectly still, the traffic lights might just be blinking yellow, but down in the municipal data center, the town's brain is wide awake, watching the perimeter and waiting. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.